Would you like to read? Well, ever since the world began, you see, we have been separated from God. Our souls are conscious entities. And God is a limitless ocean of all consciousness. We were separated from our true home when nobody can count the period, but the approximate time given by Aryans is about 4 billion of years. And that also counts from the lost dissolution. How many dissolutions came on, how many grand dissolutions we had, that nobody knows. So ever since the world began, you see, we have been separated from the God, from the Lord. We are conscious entities, conscious beings. As it were, we can compare that God is our Lord, you see, Lord of all souls. We are devoted to Him. We are devotees to Him, you see. Now the question arises, ever since we came, we have not yet so far gone back, you see. Otherwise, we would have been sitting in some other position. We must be conscious of something higher. We are, as we now stand now, we know nothing of our own self, and we know little. Even those who have been put on the way, they also know little on this way. They have been put on the way. But they have not come in conscious contact with God or reached His true home so far, you see. So we have been, our souls have been under the control of mind, and mind has been swayed by the organs of sense, impressions received through the organs of sense. We have been, as it were, you see, quite away from the Lord, our own self, and from the Lord too. Because we do not know ourselves, do not know God. As such, we have been getting the man body, you see, now and then. Because man body is the highest of all creation. Even while getting the man body, you see, we have been attached to the sensuous life, you see. We have been leading the life of animals, so to say. Man body, you see, is the highest of all creation. And even the angels were asked to bow to the man body that when it was created, it is so stated in the Quran of the Muhammad, you see, Prophet Muhammad. So it is the greatest man, but while having the body of a man, it has discriminating power, you see, discrimination. Man can discriminate real from the unreal. And stick to the real if he likes, you see. But he has been simply not using this power of discrimination, simply attached to the enjoyments of the senses, you see. The reason was that he remained all alone, quite unconscious of his own self, and unconscious of the God overhead, you see. When death overtake him, you see, overtook him, at that time soul was leaving the body and the man does awake, oh, what is all this? At that time he could not do except to shed 2 tears in repentance, you see. That he had lost his game as a man and passed away. Again the same thing came on. So ever since the world began, we have been separated from the Lord, you see. Not yet met him, you see. Had we met him, we have been in the form of some master, you see. Quite conscious. We should have been the mouthpiece of God, you see. We should have just conscious co-worker of his divine plan. But we sit in some other position, we do not know who we are, what we are, what to speak of God overhead, you see. So masters have been coming ever since, you see. They have been just awakening us to that realization, I would say. We forgot again, somebody came up to revive that very subject, you see. You awaken us to the right values of life, to understand who you are, what you are, and to know God. Again and again masters have been coming up, you see. And in the 20th century now we stand with so many masters who came in the past. Whoever came in the contact, of course they were awakened, and who worked up to their instruction, lived up to what they said, they had also been awakened and knew him themselves and knew God, you see. We are fortunate in the present century that we have got scriptures, holy sayings, you see, all those masters who came in the past. Had we come, say, about 100 years back, the divine sayings, you say, are the scriptures left by Swami Shivdarsi would not have been with us. Had we come, say, 500 years back, the holy sayings are the scriptures are the six would have not been with us, you see. Had we come, say, 2000 years back or 1500 years back, the Holy Quran of the Prophet Muhammad would not have been with us. And had we come before Christ 2000 years back, then the Bible would not have been with us. Similarly, if you go back, say, 5000, 6000 of years, had we come even before that time, you see, even the scriptures left by Lord Buddha, Zoroaster would not have been. My point is just to bring to your notice that we are in this 20th century and most fortunate that we have got scriptures of all masters who came in the past with us. We are in this, that respect fortunate. We can turn up their scriptures to see whether what they have to say on the subject. By comparative study of religion we find that they are barrels on the subject. All say, well, kingdom of God is within you. All say that God is light. You can see light if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Then says, the blessed are they who see. They all say like that, you see. Though the eyes are different with which we can see God, though they are not the eyes of the flesh and blood. Again they said, you see, flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. They are all one, in their own words, I tell you. But we have got that much testimony, I might say, that all masters had to say the same thing. We could analyze and know ourselves, open our inner eye and see the light of God while alive. But how? Then again you said that Father knows the Son, you see, and the Son knows the Father, and others whom the Son of Man reveals, you see. So Son of Man is the Master, you see, in whom God power is manifest. Whoever comes to him, he just gives him first an experience of God within, you see. This is what has been said by all masters. So all the teachings of all the masters who came in the past, they have been one, all around, not two. Now we can take it experimentally, you see, as a safer safer way to take, we can take it as an experimental maya, when all are saying the same thing. The light is within you, and that can be revealed by the Son of Man. So we have to know, just be after finding out some Son of Man who, to whom God has revealed, and He can reveal it to you. So all holy saints of the Master, you see, deal with this subject. In a different way, of course, but in their own ways of expression, but the subject matter is the same, you see. That has not been changed. I just laid before you some things of the Kabir yesterday. The day before General Talk was there, and that day before I just quoted from Swami Shivdyal Singh and others like that. All had to say the same thing. Well, you have to leave the body someday, the day which you call the day of death, or the day of great final change. I think it is better if you express that way. Because death is no great bear, it is only mere change you have just to leave the body, you see. This thing is with us, you see. Now somebody is needy who can give us that experience, how to transcend. So we have got this man body ever since we separated from God, you see. And so far we have not reached our true home. So today I will take one hymn from Guru Nanak, you see. The founder of Ayurvedic, who came after Kabir the Great, I will say. He was contemporary with Kabir, who is considered to be the father of spirituality in the East, you see. And you see, he just beautifully explained, he will explain what we are, what we should have done, how can we again rise and have our own, rise into our own true consciousness and see God. That's right.
बुलावड़े भूली भूल भूल पछताई फिर छोड़ी सुती फिर की सार न जाई.
गुरु नानक कंपेयर्स, यू सी, आवरसेल्व्स to a lady, our souls, because soul, God is the Lord of all souls, you see. He is the true husband of the soul. So compares the soul to a lady, you see. He said, we have been getting the man body ever since we were separated, you see. We had the man body, but in that also, We pass our life in a delusion, you see, in a grand deception. You see, we are indweller of this body. We are not the bodies. This is the temple in which we live in. And God also lives there. So time does come when we have to leave the body, but we are so much identified with the body that we cannot differentiate ourselves at present whether we are the indweller of the body or the body itself. We are working as it were from the level of the body, you see, not from the level of the soul. Matter is all changing, you see. The world is made of matter, and our bodies are also made of matter. And matter is changing. Both are changing, you see. And we are identified with the body. So when two things are changing, you see, at the same speed, naturally the man who identified with them, they see everything is standing, you see. Just like when you row in a boat down the river, there are two or three men rowing, you see. And water of the river also flows down at the same speed. And the boat also rows down at the same speed because it is on this level of the river, you see. The men riding, you see, sitting in the boat, when they see around, you see, the water is also standing and the boat appears to be standing, whereas both are just running at the speed, you see. Or if somebody just steps out of the boat and stands outside, what does he see? He sees, well, boat is flowing down and the water of the river is also flowing down. He simply cries out of sympathy, well, old friends, you are being going down the stream. And what they do, they simply look around and see, well, boat is standing, water is standing, you see. You see, is it not a grand delusion? Even the learned and the unlearned, all things we are stationary, we are all right. We see with our own eyes, you see, that such like bodies we have taken on our shoulders. We attended the funerals. Bodies were taken to the burial grounds and put on the ground before our eyes. We are the eyewitness. And those bodies which you have put on the ground, they are just like bodies that we are carrying. You see? This is passing phase. This will leave us someday. But do we ever, you see that this body is changing and we have to leave someday? No. It is a great deception. Only at the time of death, when the soul leaves the body, at that time it awakens, you see. Oh, it's all passing away, everything. At that time, what's the result? Simply sheds tears and passes away, that's all. You cannot do anything, you see. Time, at the time. We had to just learn this mystery of life, who we are, what we are, you see. We have to just learn how to analyze our body, ourselves from the body, come about the body consciousness, transcend the body at will. We could have seen this body just in art, and by day-to-day practice we would have been expert in leaving the body at will 100 times a day. When death would have overtaken such a man, he is not, I think, dreadful of the body, you know, of the death. So Guru Nanak says, well, our soul have been coming, they were identified with the body, they remained under deception throughout life, even when they got a mad body. They did not awaken, you see. They passed as they were like a dream at the end of life, when death did overtake him, you see. He simply repented, you see, shed two tears and went away. That's it. It is something like that, you say. Just like one wife is just leaves, is just turned out, you might say, by the husband from this. Gives an example to show. Just a husband turns out a wife and she goes away from her to her parents' home or somewhere. Well, when she has gone, turned out, then naturally there should be some desire in the wife, you see, that the matters may be reconciled, you see. She should try, or at least consider all the sad experience she had, and if there was anything to be reconciled, that should be done, you see. Instead of even thinking of the husband, she simply sleeps. She don't know whether she had ever had any husband at all, you see. That's an example, you see. This is an example to show that we have come from the Lord. You see, someday separated from Lord, just like a wife is turned out from the house, you see. We are in the world, you see. When we are in the world, well, we never even think of God. So, whereas the wife should not have done that, should not have forgotten the husband, you see. She must have done something to again go back to her husband, you see. But she has not done anything, she's simply sleeping. Now forgetful of the husband. But do you think husband would ever care for such a wife? This is outer example he is giving, but what he means that our souls have been separated from God, that is, Lord is our true husband of the souls, and this soul, ever since it has come to the world, it has never dreamt of the husband's God, you see. Just like that. Yes, full production.
उलावड़े भूले भूल भूल पछतानी तेरे चोड़ी सुती तेरे की सार न जानी.
She is a turned out wife of by the husband, you see, the soul, and she is simply sleeping. And she is altogether forgetful of the Lord, never even thought of the Lord, you see. And never cared for that. They tell us how she can be acceptable by her husband, Lord, you see. They are comparing our condition to the lady like that, you see. Yes.
तेरे छोड़ी सुती अवगुण मुक्ति तिस धन विघन रासे.
Now Guru Nanak says, had she only been forgetful, even then that was all right, you see. That would not have made the matters worse. But instead of that, that lady had just leading a life in a very sensuous way, just enjoyments and other things, never cared for, you see. Would her husband ever like such a lady? Why? Had she been quiet, living at his parents' house, all quietly, never even of thinking, that's all, eh? But she is just leading a life quite in a, what you say, given all sensuous life, you see, not caring what it is, such a wife cannot become acceptable to the Lord, you see. This has been our case. Ever since we left, you see, the Lord, we have been just given up to the sensual. We are forgetful of the Lord. Had that been even then, I think there was some hope, but instead of doing that, we have been just given up to our sensuous life, you see. Life of the senses we have been leading. And in such a way, how can we accept the Lord? We must be pure, you see. Blessed are they that are pure in heart, for they shall see God. If we are given up to all the sensuous life, you see, life of the same enjoyments of the senses, we are going away and away. We are attached to the visible things and attached to that. And just every time we will go more and more into the enjoyments of the worldly affairs, quite forgetting our own self and the Lord, well, where's the hope left for such a soul, you see? He says, such like souls are always, you see, grieved, never happy. A wife can have his, you see, rest, peace, joy in the house of her husband. When she is on amicable terms with the husband, they enjoy a sweet home, a paradise, you see. If she is turned out, you see, from her husband, goes away outside to parents' home or anywhere, and lives just a sensuous life, given out to all the such like, how can she be acceptable to the Lord? This is just comparing ourselves with a lady like that, you see, that this has been our fate ever since we have been separated by the Lord. You see. We have been always given up to sensuous life, never caring what happens, only at the time of death when that did come, we simply repented, shed two tears and passed away. That's all. We got man body, God, how many times? Even now we have got the man body. But what we are doing? We are given up to the sensuous life, to the life of the senses, enjoyments. Saint Augustine says, why we are unhappy in the world? He says the things that were given to us for use, we have begun to enjoy them, you see. And the thing what we had to enjoy, we are simply reading about that in our books, sometimes only attending churches or some holy place of worship, that's all. Soul had to enjoy this Lord, you see. Should have come, known Him Himself, and come in contact with God, and enjoyed Him, you see. Instead of that, soul has begun to enjoy these enjoyments at this sensuous enjoyments. That is why we are unhappy. We have to make the best use of all these senses, you see. But instead of that, we are given up to the enjoyments of the senses. Such a soul can never be happy, you see. Guru Nanak said. How can that be happy? Is there any hope for him? We'll now further say. Jagadare, kadi kadi na.
Kama krodh ahankar vigupti omalaki kate.
He say, what sort of, the life she has been living, she has been given up to lusty thoughts, to lust. You see now, lust, I think, is the greatest of all passions, you see, which overtakes a man. One thought of lust just defiles your whole body. Body is the temple of God. If you defile it, Bible says, then God punishes the man, isn't it? So we are defiling this, our temple of God, you see, we are carrying by thoughts of lust, by thoughts of anger, by thoughts of greed, by thoughts of attachment, and by thoughts of egoistic life, you see. Asserting dominantly all others. Result is clash, no peace, no joy. Just look to us. First of all, these are the things in which we have been now given up to, the sense life and the sense in that way, you see. We must be pure. Blessed are those who are pure in the heart, for they shall see God. We must have chaste lives in word, thought, and deed. Excepting, you see, the householders who are just to live according to the scriptures, you see, what they lay down for the householders' duty, you see. That's, mind that, householder life is no machinery of enjoyment, mind that. We have to take wives as our companions for this earthly soldier, you see, through weal or woe. And that was one of the duty of begetting children, and for that our scriptures do prescribe, you see, live up to them. So for at all other times of life, you see, we must be chaste. You see, our master used to say, those who would like that their children be chaste, pure, they should set an example to the children. Children simply know how to copy, you see. They imitate what they see. I tell you, about 50 years back, when some of you brothers over here, I think, those are old enough, must be knowing, that they had very pure lives, chaste lives, our parents. Children were born, our brothers, sisters were born sometimes, we always ask them, well, how, where from this child has come? We never knew, you see. And we were told that only midwife had brought the child and left it here, you see. We could never dream it, you see. Our lives, our parents were so chaste and pure that we could never dream how these children come, you see. Nowadays also, even little child will tell you why. They see, and they imitate. So example is better than precept. If you want that our children should be chaste, I think this power is the very useful, very valuable power, you see, we have got in us. If you maintain it, well, you'll develop all around, physically, intellectually, and spiritually. Suppose there's a lamp, you see, there's oil in it, kerosene oil in it. If there's a hole beneath and the oil just oozes out, there will be light left, you see. That's a very important thing, but we are given up to that. Just think another way. If you want to contact with the divine world within, you see, that is only when you transcend, come above the body consciousness. And those who are just given up to the lust, their thoughts are always going down, you see. How can such a soul catch that divine world within, come in contact with the divine world within? Diametrically opposite, you see. If you want to contact the divine world of the light of God, see the light of God, you have to come above the, rise above the body consciousness. But you are given to the lust, then, naturally, that will go stand in the way. It is just like, where there is light, there is no darkness. You see? Where there is darkness, no light. How important it is, you see, I tell you. All masters in the past who came late stress on this. We are living chaste lives, lives of continence, you see. So we are given up to that. We are given to. Now, in anger, you see our thoughts expand. We think evil of others, you see. We backbite, you see. We give us so many called names, you see. We are all thinking of others, evil of others. The soul expands. In the first case, the soul descends down. Instead of going up, going down. And similarly, by greed, it is just also expanding, you see. I want this like a howling wolf who is going round and round, finding out money whether by fair means or foul. So he does not care for that. So such a soul given up to such lives, you see. How can that soul analyze herself from the body and go up to come in contact with higher life? This is what she says. What sort of debauched life a soul is carrying on, you see? She is given up to the life of the senses, lust, all passions she is enjoying. Lust, anger, greed, and everything. And with that, egoistic life is still worse, you see. Everybody is fighting with the other. Oh, I am like that. Who else is like that? These things are simply debasing us, you see. Carrying us away from the higher life, you see. We are tied to the visible things, naturally, through the passions. And we should love. How can we love the invisible? And we are so much given up to the life of the senses and the outer life that we can never even dream of, you see, of the higher life, you see. This is what Guru Nanak is just giving comparison. comparing us to a lady who has been separated from her wife, and she, instead of leading a pure life and seeking after the reconciliation with her husband, you see, she's given up to the sensuous life. How can such a soul, such a woman can meet her Lord, you see? Civilized like that. Ethical life is stepping stone to spirituality. We must be chaste. We must be honest. You see? We must be forgiving. Forgive and forget. That's the only remedy for anger. Yes.
उधर हमसे चलिया फरमाया बस मैं
Why you can't you keep it light here? No, put it here.
नानक से
एक 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 ही कोई
उधर नानक से नाम भूल भूल पछोरी
एक एक कड़ी पढ़ो पहले
उधर हंस चलिया फरमाया भस्म समान
नौ गुरु दानी सेज व्हेन लीडिंग सच अ लाइफ Man is passing life in such a way, you see, divided way. You see? Well, time does come when the soul leaves the body. You see? The indweller of the body is gone, soul leaves the body. And the result is, the body is an earth, you see, the cloud of earth, it is just put on the ground. Dust thou out, and unto dust thou shalt return. This is the fate. All of us are having, you see, passing that. We have been separated from the Lord ever since the world began. Had we been otherwise, we have known God, you see. In that case, we would have sitting in some other consciousness, you see. But we are still unconscious of our own self and of God. This is just like a lady who has been separated from her husband, you see. She goes away to her parents' house. There she keeps quiet and never thinks of her husband and never cares for that thing. She never approaches anybody. Herself tries to reconcile him. Simply quiet. And had that been, that's all. Even then it would have been all right. She, instead of doing that, she is given up to sensuous life, you see. Life of the senses. In such a state of fear she passes her life, how can there be any hope for the reconciliation of such a woman, with a husband? This is only comparison given to our soul that we have been separated from the Lord. We never cared, we never even remembered whether there was there's any Lord of our soul, you see. We are simply going in forgetfulness, oblivious nature, you see, oblivion, you see. Instead, had that been, even that would have been all right. But the soul is given up under the control of the mind, given up to this life of the passions, senses. Such life lives all through his earthly sojourn, and the result is the time does come when the soul has to leave the body. And this is body which is left over, this is just put on the ground, that's all. This is our fate. I mean, a true picture of our life we are leading, you see. Now further he says, is there any hope for a man, for a soul, and soul body you might say now, to have come above these passions and contacted God? Then he replies further now.
नानक सच नाम विहूनी भूल भूल पछोतानी
Now Guru Nanak says, well, look here, there's a divine link in each man, within each of us. Had we come in contact with that, we would have been saved all this trouble, you see. There's a divine link in every man, you see. That divine link is called by the name of Word in the Bible. That is the creating, supporting, maintaining power of whole creation, you see. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and Word was God, you see. Again, you see, all heavens were made by Word, you see. And Word of God resides in heaven, that again, she said. That power, Word is with power. So had we just contacted that, where that power can be contacted, power of the Word, you see, that can be contacted only when you rise above the body consciousness. And that Word power is expressed in two ways, in the way of light and in the way of sound principle, you see. But you can contact it only when you rise above the body consciousness. Had we risen above the body consciousness, come in contact with that, that is more sweet, you see, intoxicating, as compared with all world outside, you see. Creator is more beautiful than all creation, you see. Had he contacted that, enjoyed that place, the soul, naturally, he would have awakened out of this state of affairs which I've been described before. So there is hope for everybody, even for the man who is given up to senses, life of senses, and some master meets him and he lives up to what he says. He simply gives him the very first day some experience as to how to rise above the body consciousness. It just gives him first and some experience of the light of God within. Thy word is a lamp to my feet, that was Bible says. You see? He sees the light of God within, enjoys that bliss from day to day practice, that becomes more sweet and ineffable. So had he done that, he would have awakened and met her Lord, and coming and going would have been finished, you see. That is the only hope for any man, you see, any soul to go back to God. Word R, which is just expressed in the form of light and sound principle, that those are the only way back to God, you see. Had your souls come in contact with that and progress from day to day by regular practice, you would have reach your knowledge, come back to your true home. But we have never cared for all these things. There is a hope. There is a great possibility in man. Even in the worst of man who is leading such a life, you see. Only he has to invert and just to come in contact with that if he does care. When a child asks for anything, naturally, you see, God does give. We must be at a real search for that. Then God procures some opportunity to bring him in contact somewhere where he can be put on the way. Given a contact with the divine link with him by rising above the body consciousness. Yes.
ਇਕ ਬੇਨਤ ਮੇਰੀ ਤੂੰ ਨਿਜ ਘਰ ਵਸਿਆ ਔਰ ਉਲ ਬਸ ਮੈਂ ਦੇਰੀ
ਨਾ ਨਾ ਤੇ ਦੀ ਪਾਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਵੇਅਰ ਵੀ ਸਟੈਂਡ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਜਸਟ ਮੈਨ ਬਾਡੀ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਮੈਨ ਬਾਡੀ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਗਾਟ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਿਮੀਨੇਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਿਮੀਨੇਟ ਰੀਅਲ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੀ ਅਨਰੀਅਲ. If we ever do care, just read the scriptures, you see. What they say, well, all right, you have to leave the body someday. You are given up to the sensuous life. Well, this life simply keeps you attached to the worldly affair, to the visible things. And you want to see the invisible, how can you? And if ever you just this awakening arises in you to such a soul, naturally he will do something. You see? Once this question of the mystery of life enters in the mind of a man,